A wealthy yeoman's son fancied fair Susan. Thoughts in his mind did run, which he did muse on. Cupid, that crafty lad, taught him his duty, though she no portion had but youthful beauty. Often he sighing said, "My dearest Jewel, you have a conquest made, oh, be not cruel. But grant what I will crave, to ease my anguish, a bleeding lover save, why should I languish?" The damsel then replied, "Sir, talk your pleasure. You may enjoy a bride endowed with treasure. Gold likewise land good store for your promotion. But I, alas, am poor and have no portion." "Thou art not poor, my dear, nature's perfection. 10,000 charms appear in thy complexion, the which I prize above the gold of Croesus. I wed purely for love, that Jove may bless us. I love thee as my life, dearest, believe me, and thou shalt be my wife if thou'lt receive me. Into thy favor, love, do not deny me. I will most constant prove, sweet creature, try me." Said she, "Shall I believe your protestations? Then hand and heart receive, but your relations, I fear, will frown on me when I come near them." "My dearest love," said he, "thou needst not fear them. If that my parents e'er scornfully slight thee, I'll take the greater care, love, to delight thee. Ere thou shalt suffer wrong or grief attend thee, I'll rush into the throng still to defend thee. Come, let us plight our troth, why should we tarry? Fear not my parents' wrath, but let us marry. They'll soon be reconciled, though they may chide me, having no other child alive beside me. Love, likewise, understand, not far from Dover I have as good free land as crow flew over. A farm and flock of sheep, cows 26, there thou shalt pleasures reap in peace and plenty. Servants shall tend on thee, whom I admire." "My dearest love," said she, "what you desire, I yield it as your right at our next meeting. In wedlock we'll unite without more greeting."